Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Menachos, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Beis. We have discussed several times that there are two levels of Kedusha. There's Kedushas Damim. Kedushas Damim means, let's say I take my pen and I say I'm donating my pen for Hegdish. What does that mean? You're not makir of your pen on the Mizbeach. But it means the value of this pen is to go to Hegdish. If I want the pen back, I have to redeem it. But when you take a behema, that's royal Mizbeach, and you're magdish it for the Mizbeach, that's Kedushas Haguf. You can't just redeem it unless it has a mum. Now, when someone is magdish wheat or flour for a mincha, it goes in a two-step process. First, it's Kedushas Damim, which means the value of this belongs to Hegdish. I committed the value of this flour to Hegdish. Let's say it becomes tummy. It's not a problem. I can redeem it. Transfer the Kedusha into money. Once I put it into the Kli Shares, it goes up a Kedusha. Now it has Kedushas Haguf, like intrinsic Kedusha. And many different halachas take place. One is that if you take it out of the Azara, it becomes Pasul. That's called Yoytze. Now, we had a machloikis earlier in Perik Tes Mishnah Hei, whether the kelim that were used to measure in the Beis HaMikdash have a din of Kli Shares. Do I say what goes into that kelim automatically gets Kedushas Haguf? But that machloikis was about dry measures. Everyone agrees. If you have a keli that measures liquid in the Beis HaMikdash, what you put in automatically goes up to Kedushas Haguf. Having said that, let's see our Mishnah once again. Perik Yud Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Echad Shtei Alechem, the Echad Lechem Haponim. The Shtei Alechem and the Lechem Haponim, Lishasan V'Arichasan Berchutz. They're kneading and Arichasan. Arichasan means to prepare it, like Aruch, to prepare, Shulchan Aruch, a prepared table. But in this case, it means shaping it. Bachutz, and had to be done outside of the Azara. Because the measure that was used to measure the flour in the Beis HaMikdash did not have a din of Kli Shares. So the dough doesn't get the Kiddusha of Kiddushas Haguf, MML, you can take it out. But, Va'afiyasan, when it comes to their baking, Bifnim, it has to be done inside the Azara, because the oven in which the bread is baked has Kiddusha. Ve'einan doichis is a Shabbos. The loaves cannot be baked on Shabbos. They have to be baked on Friday. Now, this applies to both, the Lechem Aponim and the Shnei Lechem. Neither of them can be baked on Shabbos. Al-Kulpanim, that's the sheet of the Tanakam. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol Maseyam Bifneim. Whatever you're doing with these loaves, including the kneading and shaping, it has to be inside the Azara. You see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the keli that's used to measure the flour is a Kli Shares. Once the flour goes in, it has Kiddushas Haguf. Once it has Kiddushas Haguf, you can't take it out. So you have to knead and shape it inside the Azara. And now there's a third sheet, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, Lioilam haveraga loimer, one should always get used to saying that shtei halechem, the shtei halechem on Shavuos, v'lechem upon him, and the lechem upon him for Shabbos, k'sheirois b'azara, are kosher in the Azara, u'k'sheirois b'veis pagi, and they're kosher in Beis Pagi. Where's Beis Pagi? Well, it's a place outside the Beis HaMikdash. The Batanura explains, quoting the Rambam, that it's a place just outside the Harabayas where they would bake the Karban Mincha. So according to Reb Shimon, not the measuring cups and not the oven have Kedushas Haguf. And therefore, not only can you knead or shape the Chalos outside of the Azara, but even the baking could be done outside of the Azara. So we have three shitas in our Mishnah. The Tanakama holds, Lishasan Varichasan, the kneading, and the shaping could be done outside, the baking has to be done inside. Rabbi Yehuda holds everything has to be done inside, and Rabbi Shimon holds everything could. That's both the kneading, the shaping, and the baking could be prepared outside of the Azara. Now what does Rabbi Shimon mean when he says, Li'olam havarag loimer? You should always say, what does that mean? The Tiferes Yisrael, based on the Gemara, explains, Rabbi Shimon doesn't have a pasuk for this, but he has such a Kabbalah from his Rebbeim. So he says, Chazadis, this is an inyan of Torah Shebal Peh, that there's a Messiah from Rabbi to Talmud.